Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not married, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Beth. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Would you like to read it?
No, you're welcome to read it.
Are you ashamed of the words that you wrote down?
President Swalwell, I'm very happy of what I've written, but you're welcome to read it if you'd like.
Are you ashamed to read it out loud?
I'm not ashamed of anything in my life, Congressman, are you?
Then why don't you read the words?
Congressman, I've asked and answered your question.
Why won't you read the words aloud?
We are all stupider for having heard this. I award you no point, and may God have mercy on your soul. A wise man once said, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Happy to be back here. Had to take the day off yesterday, but back in the saddle. Are we on the webcam right now?
We do.
We're on the webcam.
Yes.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 50 people who are really happy today.
Yes.
If you've never checked out the webcam in the middle of the show, I would invite you to check it out right now by going to the 97.1 YouTube page and watching the show, and you can participate in a chat there, but you can also see it at 971talk.com/Annie. So webcam is back now, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And so am I. I was just asking, you spend one day, gets plucked out of your work week, and you just miss things. You're not glued to the TV, and so I feel like I'm so plugged in when I'm here, and then I take one day, and then I feel totally unplugged. I forgot that Sean Spicer was going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and I just asked you guys if you covered this yesterday, but for the people who, like me, maybe missed it, my number one question is, did he embarrass himself in a negative way?
I don't think he did. I think he did a relatively good job dancing because it was the salsa, right, Tony?
Yeah. And he didn't embarrass himself any more than anybody else that goes on Dancing with the Stars.
That has no training for dance or anything like that.
So because lots of people who are watching that show immediately hate him the second they see his name. There were people going after Dancing with the Stars saying that it was terrible of them to even consider putting Sean Spicer on that show because he's, you know, associated with Trump and I guess mm-hmm. all the bad things that come along with that.
He wore a crazy outfit.
Would you call this color pistachio?
I don't know. I'd say lime
green. Lime green is what I would call
it. Lime green. Well, I was happy to hear that he didn't embarrass himself. I have intended to watch this and The Masked Singer, which is a guilty pleasure of mine. I'll talk about that a little bit more later. But here's what we have to weigh, America. We have the news, which is Corey Lewandowski testifying in front of Jerry Nadler's group of merry men and women. And we have Masked Singer and Dancing with the Stars. Are they really that different? Is there really anything that dissimilar between the two?
No. I think actually the impeachment probe, which I think is what they called that hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill, was more embarrassing.
Because it's supposed to be legit.
Than the lime green shirt
completely.
That Sean Spicer was wearing.
You know, you try to care, you try to invest, you try to see what's going on. What issues, think about this for a second, see if you can answer this question for me. What issues facing the United States of America is our collective government working hard to solve right now? What issue together are we looking at and saying, absolutely, we need to come together and we need to answer this? I cannot think of a single one. I can't think of a single crisis that our country is facing, a single problem that average Americans like you and me are staring down every day that these people in Washington, D.C. can collectively understand they need to address. That it is their job to do it. Not a single one. Instead, this is what Congress is up to.
Okay, let's try to get some clarity on what exactly you do for Donald Trump since you're not a government employee. You stated during the 2016 Republican National Convention that I got the reputation as a tough guy. That's my reputation. Do you recall making that statement, Mr. Lewandowski?
I don't.
It's in the public record. Your job is to be Donald Trump's political enforcer, correct?
No, I don't believe so.
Let me ask the question another way. Are you the hit man, the bag man, the lookout, or all of the above?
I think I'm the good-looking man, actually.
Well, I mean, seriously, what are we supposed to... What big bombshell is going to come out of this Lewandowski hearing?
Nothing.
It's a circus! Even a guest on CNN, Amanda Carpenter, cannot believe what she's
hearing. We're all thinking, what was the point of this hearing today? Republicans, a lot of Trump people talk about owning the libs. Corey Lewandowski owned the Judiciary Committee today. Jerry Nadler played a stupid game, and they won a stupid prize because Corey Lewandowski just made a sham of that. Republicans on the committee with their, you know, mockery of the process. This system is broken. If the Democrats wanted to go impeach the president, they should have started that process a long time ago. I don't know what they were looking to get from Corey Lewandowski that they couldn't already get from the Mueller report. They need to drop this. You can't do an impeachment in election year. It's going to look terrible. So they need to figure out a game plan because it's clear they have no idea how to handle this administration.
I completely agree with her. And you know what you're doing in the process? You are hardening every single person who wakes up in the morning and already knows exactly how they're going to feel when they put their head back on that same pillow about Donald Trump. You're only solidifying that. Anybody who isn't already in that category, and I think that category is pretty small, the people who don't have that absolute hatred for the president, or the people who don't really have a passion for what he's doing for this country or who he is as a person, there are not many people left who are going to be able to be swayed. So whether Donald Trump wins or Donald Trump loses, the only way anything is ever going to change in the United States is if everything goes the way of one party. And then they're going to change everything to be they want. And then that's going to swing back all the way to the other side of the aisle. And then it's going to, I mean, this is not how the American people want to live. Don't you want, like, can you stomach living in an environment on a day-to-day basis where everything is at stake? Everything is turn it to 11. Everything is supposed to terrify you into submitting into what they want you to think, what they want you to feel, how they want you to act, because that's what politics today does to people. It makes them exhausted. It makes them want to not show up. It makes them want to stay home and watch Sean Spicer in a green shirt on Dancing with the Stars. You know, like, you want to talk about important issues? You can't. The issues that are important aren't being discussed. The issues that are going to make a difference in your life, the things that need to be fixed, you know what needs to be fixed in our country? Healthcare. Yeah, healthcare needs to be fixed. It just doesn't need to be turned all the way over to the government in order for there to be a solution. The solution can't always be with the government. What is the government in complete control of right now that is really working well? Maybe the military. The military's doing, you know, we've got a strong military. There's a lot of bureaucracy there, too. Mm-hmm. Ask the Democrats what they want to cut. Military. Bernie Sanders said, like, he listed off on his Twitter account maybe earlier this week or late last week, military budgets and how we were, like, in the hundreds of billions of dollars. I don't know if it was, I don't remember what the number was specifically, but we were, like, 100 times bigger than the majority of everybody else. And he's like, wouldn't it be better if we were the global leader in fighting climate change? I'm like, instead of instead of the military, no, sir, I am not interested. Please try again. Just, it doesn't resonate with people. The issues that they are pleading with you to care about more than you care about your day-to-day lives are not interesting to people. And so we have sideshows taking place all over, and people are like, I don't watch TV, or reality TV, I don't watch that crap. Oh, yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. If you're paying attention to cable news in the capacity that cable news is serving this up to you on a daily basis, you were watching reality TV. What Corey Lewandowski did yesterday was he was the new guy in the real world. What was the other one? Real World and House? What was the other one?
Oh.
Road Trip. No. Road Rules.
Road
Rule.
All road on TV. Rules. Yeah, Road
Those
Rules.
Two were the...
Yes. Yes.
The Real World was in the house.
Yep.
Yes, Road Rules was on the
so
road.
So good. Bada bing, bada boom.
Exactly. But I mean,
you watched The Real World?
Yeah, well, there's like 20 seasons of
yeah,
the
Real
World.
Yeah, I know.
Reruns,
I just feel like,
Tony.
I just feel like it was a long time ago.
I bet she's seen the Brady Bunch, too, and Golden Girls.
But The Real World, they were making new stuff whenever I was still like 12 and 11.
Gotcha. I think Rachel mm-hmm. Campus Duffy and Sean Duffy were both on The Real World.
Mm-hmm.
He's a congressman, and she is a political commentator. I just think that's crazy that they met at MTV.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy, man.
How much more? Is this the new way of doing things? Because now you have people like Sean Spicer who are infiltrating. Like, the line is being blurred, people.
Mm-hmm.
It is being blurred between where our news and entertainment is actually supposed to exist.
I said yesterday that if this works, if the Democrats' behavior over the... And look, I'm just saying they're the ones that did it. I don't know. I don't necessarily think that Republican politicians aren't capable of being obstructionists and behaving badly either. But it's the fact is, it's the Democrats that have done it, that have taken us to this new low in American politics. And if this works, if 2 to 4 years of just straight obstruction, blurring the lines, name calling, labeling. If it works and they somehow take back the Senate, win the White House, then all bets are off.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this proves to be a winning strategy, then it's going to be disgusting going forward because both sides will do it and we will never get back to any type of progressive way to run a country.
I
mean progressive in moving forward.
Yeah, like where you actually achieve some progress.
Yeah.
It really saddens me and concerns me that I don't think we're taking our government and policy very seriously anymore. And I can't sit here and make anybody take it more seriously than they already do. If you're listening to the show, chances are you probably take it pretty seriously. And if you're listening because you agree with the things I say or because you disagree with the things I say, at least you're engaged. And I'm glad you're here because we can have that conversation here comfortably, agree to disagree, learn about the perspectives that other people bring to the table. But if the people who are the really important people who are making decisions and casting votes can't get to the point where we are actually addressing things, I don't know what comes next. What a dark way to end this segment. I'm sorry.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for being back. Sean Spicer wore a green shirt. It's somewhere between pistachio and lime sorbet.
Mm-hmm.
Or, very as green. Tony suggested, Diet Mountain Dew bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Green. I'm going to watch the video here on the break because I am bummed that I missed it.
It's very silky.
Mm-hmm.
The shirt was very silky.
Is it like the puffy shirt?
It's amazing how they... Yes, it's a lot like the puffy shirt. It's amazing how those professional dancers can make
even Sean Spicer
like
look decent.
He just, there's a couple points where he's just standing there. And he's got his hands, like, she's holding his hand, and he's holding his hand up, and she's spinning and flipping.
You're not supposed to be looking at him.
And he's doing nothing. But he looks great.
Yep, he looks great doing it.
In the big picture, he ends up looking great.
He shimmied. I got to give him credit for that.
They do that for all the celebrities.
Before we go to break, real quick, here's the headline from Slate. Not really a Sean Spicer safe space of sorts. Here it is. Sean Spicer's wardrobe on Dancing with Stars isn't sufficient payback for his sins, but it's a start. Perfect. Oh, man. Highlights when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I also received hundreds of thousands of emails, some days with as many as 1,000 emails. And unlike Hillary Clinton, I don't think I ever deleted any of those.
He is trolling this whole time.
Oh, man. I mean, I think people like that are able to just go in and let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have himself prepared to come in and just really, really let it go? It just blows my mind.
And it was funny. I have to say, he was funny.
You know, did anything come out of this other than people going, why is this happening? Why are we doing this? What are you going to impeach the president for? Like, seriously, what are they going to impeach the president for? Ocasio-Cortez says Lewandowski's hearing increases the case for impeachment of Trump. Okay.
Why?
Increases it from what?
What happened? Tell us.
Negative zero?
One detail on why that is. One example.
I think Alyssa Milano increased. Tweeted something too around those same lines.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
sure,
okay, well, explain yourself.
Or don't. It's silly. There's so much silliness behind the whole process, and everybody knows it. Like, I'm not here to tell you, like, that you're thinking this, I take this seriously, and you're like, well, Annie said it was kind of a joke. No, everybody knows it's a joke. Everybody understands that what we are watching is a circus, and it's a political game show, and Corey Lewandowski was the latest contestant. Come on down. It's ridiculous.
Now, let's get to the highlights.
The Trump administration is going after the state of California. This is an interesting situation. In a move that President Trump says will reduce car prices but will also anger environmental groups, the administration is revoking California's authority to set strict fuel economy standards. Trump announced the move today, saying the decision was made in order to produce far less expensive cars for the consumer while making cars safer at the same time. He also said that this will lead to more production because of this pricing and safety advantage, and also due to the fact that older, highly polluting cars will be replaced by new, extremely environmentally friendly cars. California's authority to set its own emissions standards, tougher than the federal government's, goes back to a waiver issued by Congress during passage of the Clean Air Act in 1970. The state has long pushed automakers to adopt more fuel-efficient passenger vehicles that emit less pollution. So, president's taking that away, saying you can't do that anymore. You have to follow federal guidelines instead of setting your own. And the state of California is not happy with it. Over to you, Frank.
Illinois passed a statewide recreational cannabis law this year that goes into effect beginning in January of 2020, expanding the availability of pot to those who are over the age of 21. A Metro East community, though, is pushing back, not outlawing marijuana, just banning its sale within the city limits. So Fallon, Illinois, voted Monday to ban cannabis sales within the city limits and declaring cannabis establishments a nuisance. Interestingly, the St. Clair County Board voted the same day in favor of taxing cannabis up to an additional 3.75%.
A New York clothing company has introduced school shooting hoodies that have bullet holes in them and feature the names of four schools where nearly 100 students were shot to death, including Sandy Hook, Columbine, and Marjory Stoneman Douglas. The streetwear brand Bestroy has been slammed with comments of both support and disgust after showcasing their spring 2020 menswear collection. One of the company's founders, Brick Owens, responded to the critics by releasing a statement on Instagram. Sometimes life can be painfully ironic, like the irony of dying violently in a place you consider to be safe, controlled, an environment like school. We are reminded all the time of life's shortness, and yet we are also reminded of its infinite potential. I do not think this is wise whatsoever.
Wow.
Whitey Herzog suffered a minor stroke at a charity golf event on Monday. The former Cardinal manager was hospitalized overnight and returned to his home Tuesday. In a statement from the Birds yesterday, they wished the soon-to-be 88-year-old a speedy recovery. The Blues continue their preseason slate tonight at the nation's capital against the Washington Capitals. The Blues' first preseason home game is slated for Sunday afternoon against Columbus. And on the heels of winning their second Frontier League championship this week, the River City Rascals are ceasing operations. The team had a 20-year run in O'Fallon, Missouri, and this closure was announced earlier this summer. Closure, shutdown, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Did you hear the story about the Pirates pitcher?
Yeah.
13-year-old girl.
Well, this is from Jeff Passan.
Vasquez, right?
Yeah. Police said Pirates closer Felipe Vasquez admitted that he drove nearly an hour in 2017 to meet a 13-year-old girl and tried to have sex with her, according to a criminal complaint released today. Wow.
There you go.
After a failed attempt, Vasquez, then 26, left to go to a game for the complaint.
Ugh.
Holy cow. Ugh. Nasty, nasty, nasty. And he's like, he's, as a pitcher, is like having a fantastic year.
Yep, he's a superstar. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Don't we have to have like a special category for, like, how serious, like, we need to make people understand that if you get caught doing this one time, mm-hmm. it's 100% over for you.
Yep. You are done.
Like, one and done.
You don't get to make a mistake. You don't get to rob the bank to feed your family. There is no single ounce of okayness around this scenario. Those people need to have help.
Yes.
And they need to be in a position to never, ever, ever be able to do that again.
Mm, disgusting.
It blows my mind. Very, very much so. Pretty crazy story. So the River City Rascals are no longer going to be the River City Rascals. What is the intention for the facility there? Have they made a plan yet?
They have not announced.
Is it possible that there could be a new team there?
There could be a new team somewhere.
So it's not... It's
baseball in O'Fallon, Missouri, I would assume, considering how nice that complex is mm-hmm. not going to be a foregone conclusion that it's going to be gone forever. But just this team is going to be gone.
Okay.
I always liked going to those games.
You can go to Gateway Grizzlies games.
Yep, that's true. I should go.
Be seeing some of my friends from the Gateway Grizzlies here pretty soon, and they were awesome to sponsor the show here this past season. And I think that those games are the secret, special experience that our area has to offer, because the baseball is fun to watch. If you like to go to the baseball game, definitely has the baseball mm-hmm. feel, but it's so affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And they focus on entertainment, food, drink. At the Gateway Grizzlies, it's just it's a really great place to take the family, to take the office, the team, the little league team.
And these people playing in those leagues are not getting overpaid. They're doing it for the love of the game. They're probably barely
they basically,
scraping by.
They basically get housing through people who put them up. Like if you ever wanted to support one of these people, they're always looking for rooms that they can put these players in once the season comes. I know the Gateway Grizzlies.
You know, like a baseball player to live in your
house?
Come
on over, guys. You can live with me and David. It'll
the
be great.
19-year-old, he and David can play catch out in the yard.
It'll be great.
That would be so
much.
I can just
catch.
Picture it now.
David, you want to
have my husband will love
right?
it.
Guys.
Katie. You guys are getting a little too close.
All right.
He comes home from the game. You're playing video games at night. Katie's
it'll
like,
be too
David,
much.
Come to bed.
I already have to split my husband's attention with Menards. I don't think I need to split it with someone
else.
We're
getting Katie a baseball player.
And his Xbox, right?
And his
Xbox. Let's talk about Kavanaugh when we come back, because apparently this is still a thing. Don't go anywhere. 314-241-9797. Love to hear from you. Sean Spicer or Corey Lewandowski? Who is more entertaining in reality TV this week? Give me a call. Let me know what you think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a great day. Mm-hmm. I've got a microphone. Tony.
We're in a scramble.
Tony, you know, you ever had a microphone that when you put it up by your mouth, it ends up going down to your belly button?
Yeah, every day.
Like, it's a good thing I'm not hungry, because if I were hungry, you would just be hearing my gurgling stomach all the time. I push it up. It goes right back down. It's really silly.
Yours goes down.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like
yours goes down
like
to your belt.
6 or 7 inches. I can put mine up by my forehead.
You're gonna hear his voice as it passes.
It goes all the way. Yeah. And
does anybody have a wrench? What is it that you need to make this better?
Yeah,
what kind of tool is that?
To tighten these springs.
Yeah.
But
I need a wrench or an intern to hold it right here.
Which one?
Our engineers are
both would be good.
Katie knows how
busy.
I treat interns.
It's true.
I made her do things like this all the time when she was my intern.
The worst. No, I'm just kidding.
32 years ago.
I'm just
it seems
kidding.
Like. Oh man. All right. Well, we have a guest in studio with us right now. I'm really excited to welcome into the studio my friend Thomas Helbig joins us now. Thomas.
Hello, how are
Frank
you?
Frank is in here holding my microphone in the perfect spot for me.
Thank
if you're
you,
watching
Frank.
On the camera.
We're having fun here.
Thomas,
thank
you've
you,
got the best microphone in the studio.
It's working. It's not even moving around.
They actually replaced the microphone stands. Frank, your stoicism right now. You're
it's
like
distracting.
You're like a gargoyle on the top of a
he's just
tower,
a piece of equipment at this point. He's not even human anymore.
Yeah, he won't even look at he's not even don't look directly at the gargoyle.
He takes his job very seriously.
True professionalism.
Well, we want to make sure that Thomas Helbig gets the best microphone in the studio because
you
are so helpful to the 97.1 listener. You talk about working with the 97.1 listener with me whenever we get together. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about your event that you have coming up. But let's talk a little bit about the economy. And, you know, you at Retirement Advisory Group, you make your living taking people out of where I am right now, which is just hoard every penny I can and set it somewhere until I get to the place where I would come see you because I'm blessed to be looking down the line at retirement soon.
Correct.
So the economy right now, whenever we talk with Stephen Moore on Mondays or we get all of our, you know, the experts talking about the way the economy is booming, the stock market is setting records, jobs are doing great, wages are doing great. Everything's great right now. What's your reaction to the economy that we're in right now when you're paying attention to it as someone who's not quite retired yet? I don't know when you intend to do it, but what's the economy like for you when you're looking out there and seeing what's going on?
It's going well, very well right now. But again, everybody has to remember next year is an election year. There's always more volatility in election year. And we've been getting more volatility over this last year than we have the two previous years. I mean, so we really are. I'm not a negative person. I look to I'm very optimistic, and I want the market to keep going, but everybody has to
remember.
You don't
want to be optimistic and be wrong.
Thank you.
Right?
But everybody has to remember, we've been on a 10-year bull run.
Yeah.
The market is overdue for a major correction. It's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And what we do, we're retirement planning specialists. We show people how when they're getting within 5 years of retiring or already retired, how to get that money protected, that nest egg. You're in a new stage of life. You want to preserve that nest egg and generate income that lasts the rest of your life. And that's what we do.
So at Retirement Advisor Group, which is online at retirementkey.com, if you're listening right now to Thomas and I as we're discussing this and you want to look it up for yourself, go to retirementkey.com. Somebody who's my age, 35, what I'm working on doing is saving. Markets are going to go up and they're going to go down.
Correct.
And in many ways, the market going down in the long run can be very good for me, somebody who has the value of time.
Correct. When you have time on your side, you can afford to weather the ups and downs of the market. Because again, you're probably putting money into your 401k and you're constantly paying payroll deducted and you're buying shares. Well, when the market's going down, dollar cost averaging, you are buying more shares.
I can get more shares
absolutely.
When it goes down.
Absolutely.
Now, if I'm somebody who's thinking, I'm going to retire in the next 10 years, maybe 5 years.
You're in a whole new ballgame.
I don't necessarily have the time to make back the money for the cheaper shares that I'm buying.
Thank you. And it's called Sequence of Return Risk. And we will talk about that at our event in 2 weeks on October 1st. if you're within 5 years of retiring or already retired, and the market crashes, number one, you do not have time for that market to come back. Number two, once you retire, you're no longer feeding money into that account. You're pulling money out.
Yeah. You so need it to be triple, your income.
It's
yeah.
a triple whammy going down. Imagine the market going down in value. Imagine you're pulling money out for retirement. And number three, they're still charging you fees on top of it. It's a reverse dollar cost averaging, and we'll also talk about that at the event. People need to be educated about that.
Absolutely. And it's a very intimidating thing, I think, for a lot of people who don't understand. You know, you're giving us, if this were a textbook in my mind, you're saying a lot of bold-faced vocabulary words that are really important, because there's going to be a test, and that test is going to come when you're in your mid-60s and you're like, how long do I have to keep doing this? I want to be done. You don't want to fail that test. It's too costly to yourself, and not even just from a dollar-to-dollar standpoint. So at this event that I'm going to join you at, I love going here and meeting all of these 97.1 listeners who show up. It fills up. It seems like it fills up every time.
We'll be packed again. It's the last event of the year. We will be packed.
So the number, I'm going to give you the number right now to call to reserve your spot. It's 855-755-1555, 855-755-1555. Do you advertise this anywhere other than 97.1?
No, just 97.1. That's it.
Why? What is it about the 97.1 listener?
Well, they're all my clients. We all think alike. We have the same views on life. You know, that's why. And I've been, you know, with advertising with the radio station for what, 10 years now? So, mm-hmm.
So
that's
these,
it.
These people show up and, you know, I've met there's tons of people out there right now that are listening who have come to these events, and they won't go to the one on October 1st because they've already done it. They've already signed up with you
right.
after the
They're
event.
They're already clients.
It's completely free to come. You get to meet myself. You get to meet Mark Cox. Dave Glover will be there as well. And we'll say hi at the beginning and shake your hand and get to know you a little bit more. And then we turn it over to you. And the thing that I really appreciate about this, especially being a working mom myself, is for people who want to come attend this event, this isn't like a 3-hour seminar with two intermissions and you have to bring like 300 papers with you. It's quite the opposite.
I talk for 45 minutes. That's it. That's it. At the beginning, we kind of do, you know, a little, Mark gets up, says something, you do, Dave Glover. We give away some T-shirts, things like that. But I probably start about 6:45, you know, because we start at 6:30. And I'm done by 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't talk longer than 45 minutes.
And there's snacks.
Yeah, the good snacks.
I mean, like, if you weren't already coming.
Fruits, things like that, just to hold you over till dinner. We're not there to serve dinner, but there's something to snack on till you get home for dinner. But one of the things people need to realize, and one of the things we will talk about, is so many people are out there that are now 59 and a half or just turning 59 and a half. And that's a magical number, and here's why. If you're still working and you're participating in your 401k, once you turn 59 and a half, you're allowed to do it's called an in-service distribution rollover to an IRA. You can roll over that money tax-free, get it protected, so you don't suffer in the next downturn that is coming, whether it's going to be in 6 months, a year, whatever. And we could keep growing that, but it's protected, and you could still keep participating in that 401k.
So
that's so important. And when I brought this up the last one, so many people came in for the appointment, and they said, I heard about this on the radio. I didn't know I could do this.
Yeah.
They do not tell you that at your work.
So you, at 59 and a half, you can roll your 401k over tax-free into an IRA.
An IRA in your name, exactly.
And so if somebody does that, or if somebody doesn't do that, what's the difference?
Well, see, your 401k is only made up of certain investments with whoever it may be, and mainly they're mutual funds and stocks. That's it. Well, once you roll it over to an IRA in the individual's name, the whole world of investments open up to you, including the strategies we teach people how to protect your principal and grow it along with the market. Plus, you're going to save all those fees. There's no fees when I show people how to do this.
Well, I've heard from so many folks. I got a message as well that of somebody who was like, hey, I heard you talking about this retirement thing that people can attend. I stress that this is a free event.
It's a free event.
It is not going to consume your entire evening. You can go out to the Frontenac Hilton there. You can have dinner beforehand and show up at 6:30 when it starts on October 1st. So you can have an evening kind of set aside. You're going to commit maybe, what, an hour, 90 minutes if you want to show up early and talk to us a little bit longer.
Exactly. We start at 6:30. We'll be done at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's it.
It's a no-brainer, and it's free. And then how frequently do people sit and listen to this free event with you and say, and listen to what you have to say? You know, you give them your story. You tell them why it is. How often when they leave, do they say, you know what? Yeah, I do want to come to your office. I do want to set up an appointment. I want to go through
almost
this.
Everybody that attends ends up scheduling an appointment with us. They really do. At the last one, we had over 50 people, and there were only two people that didn't schedule because they were going on vacation, and they end up scheduling a month later.
Yeah.
But most people schedule because it's a free consultation. We teach them the strategies, and they also get a free copy of my book when they show up for that.
And you get to meet Dave Glover and Mark Hox, and they let me come along, too.
It's a win-win-win.
It is a win-win-win.
So, folks, call 855-755-1555. Once again, 855-755-1555. As soon as possible, we are filling up. You want to make sure you attend this last event.
You have told me before that after you come on the Annie Fry Show, the seats tend to fill up pretty fast.
I'm telling you the truth. Whenever I go live on your show, more and more people call in. And that kudos to you. I mean,
Thank you.
A lot of listeners out there, folks. Yeah. They really are.
It makes me happy to know that
they'll get to see you live there.
Yeah.
And you get up and you talk and you go around. It's a fun event, folks. You don't want to miss it.
Last time I was there, I got to meet some people who watch the webcam every day. And
yes.
It's just a pleasure.
It's neat to see. They're all 97.1 listeners.
Yeah.
And we're one big family.
We are one big family. And you help make that family possible for all of us. And we're very grateful. So it's the Protecting Your Retirement Educational Event, October 1st. It's a Tuesday at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30 p.m. Limited seating, folks. So it's 855-755-1555. If you are so fortunate to be staring down the tunnel and seeing that light shining bright there at the end of the tunnel, you need Thomas Helbig, and you need to come to this free event and come see me.
It's the last one of the year.
Yes, last one of the year, October 1st. 855-755-1555. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.